Now the Three Martini Lunch with Greg Corumbus and Jim Garrity.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of the Three Martini Lunch. Kevin Williamson of National Review Online is with us today as Jim is out for the week. And Kevin, good news, bad news, crazy news for conservatives. As always, we start with the good news. And as we've mentioned in times past, sometimes it's a little bit of a stretch. But today, especially when you consider the president making the appointments, these actually aren't that bad in terms of the changes at the CIA and the Pentagon. I think a lot of conservatives over the past couple of years have become increasingly sour on Bob Gates, even though he was a Bush appointee. And so Leon Panetta taking over there isn't exactly a major step down. And obviously, David Petraeus has been a favorite of the right for a while now, given his genius counterinsurgency strategy in Iraq. It's been a tougher going in Afghanistan. I'm sure he's happy to be headed to Langley and becoming the director of the CIA. There might be a little bit of a learning curve for everyone involved there, but we know this man is competent. So given some of the other appointees the president has made in various other areas, we've got to be pretty satisfied with this being pretty much as good as we can expect from him.
Well, you know, it wasn't Van Jones. You know, it's not Craig Becker. You know, I'm not unalloyed in my admiration of David Petraeus, although I like him quite well. I hope that he's busier at CIA than Panetta is at defense. You know, I like CIA if they're doing their thing, doing stuff behind the scenes. It's kind of quiet. It's kind of cheap. That's what I like. The reason I'm glad that Panetta is where he is because he used to be the chairman of the House Budget Committee. He used to be director of OMB. He knows how to count money. And we need to get somebody over there who can oversee the process of cutting these guys down to size a whole lot. I know a lot of the conservatives don't like that. They complain when I say this. We spend way too damn much money on national defense. The budget is huge. It's bloated. We keep giving them more than they're asking for. Get Panetta over there with a little, you know, blue pencil and some green eye shades and let him just cut the heck out of that stuff. We could cut 20% off of military spending tomorrow and not be one bit less safe than we are today.
I think that's a good point. And like we said, competence is headed to Langley. I think there's going to be a little bit of a different atmosphere over there. Panetta more of a bureaucrat, Petraeus more of a tactical guy. So it's going to be very interesting to see how the CIA gets used in our major war fronts and future kinetic military actions.
Kinetic actions, yes. You know, my favorite take on that expression is Andy McCarthy, my colleague here, is taking to referring to terrorism as kinetic Islam.
On to number two now. And, you know, the president has been focused like a laser beam on the economy, at least for the duration of the press conferences in which he says he's focused like a laser beam on the economy. Some reports out today, though, Kevin, that are not exactly shocking, but overall are not good. The GDP in the first quarter of 2011 up a relatively anemic 1.8%. I guess that's better than being in the negative numbers, but it's not enough in terms of keeping up with new people trying to join the labor force and just what generally needs to happen to keep pace with where we need to be economically. At the same time, on the labor front, an unexpected jump in first-time jobless claims, 429,000 in the past week. So looks like there's a little bit more work to do there.
Well, there's a lot more work to do. Actually, I think the fact that there seems to have been any growth in GDP is, in a sense, bad news. Because if you look at how we calculate GDP, we calculate government spending at cost, basically. So we treat every dollar we spend on government, whether it's doing something useful or not doing something useful, as though it's real economic output. And so that's where the growth is mostly coming from. It's coming from government spending and things very closely allied to government spending, like education and healthcare and things like that. The real economy is still in a recession, as far as I can tell. I actually need to do this later today to go back out the government spending numbers at state, federal, and local level versus GDP growth. And I haven't seen what it is yet, but I'm going to guess that that's where all the growth is coming in. And that's certainly where it was last quarter, last time around. So, yeah, it's in bad shape. And it's no surprise that unemployment's going to go up. And it's going to keep – I'm surprised it's down as far as it is. And again, it's one of those things where the numbers don't really tell you the story. I mean, the reason the rates come down is just because so many people have left the job market. You know, the real unemployment rate, if you take the, you know, discouraged job seekers and the people who just quit looking for work, is, what is it, 16% now, something like that?
Not around
it's
there.
Probably
yeah.
Even higher than that. So the economy is not getting better, and people know it out there. And you add the gas prices and all the rest on top of it, and it's just, it's a mess. Eventually, they're going to give up the idea of trying to plan the economy from Washington, D.C., but it's going to have to hit bottom real hard before they do that.
I don't know. These people seem to have no intention of changing course on this front. In fact, they're doubling down. The president at a fundraiser last night, and we'll talk about the fundraiser a little bit more in just a second, basically saying that Republicans have a view of a shrunken America because they want to cut spending, and that just goes to the whole attitude from this president and his administration that the only way that growth or expansion or anything else can happen as if it emanates from government, which has been proven over and over and over again to be exactly the opposite. So
yeah, and they're finally out of other people's money. You know, it's, you know, when June comes around and the Fed stops buying those bonds, they're going to find out what the real interest rate is, and they're going to find out they don't have any money. You know, the long run is here, folks, and the bills are due.
Unbelievable. Well, as we mentioned, the president was at a fundraiser, and it's interesting that it happened last night because here was the president in the briefing room yesterday morning as he indignantly came out and was just furious that he had to talk about his birth certificate, the one that he never released until yesterday, because of carnival barkers like Donald Trump. He didn't mention Trump by name, but here's what the president said in his kind of American president moment.
I just want to make a larger point here. We've got some enormous challenges out there. We do not have time for this kind of silliness. We got better stuff to do. I've got better stuff to do.
As we've just discussed, Kevin, that's absolutely true. Interesting, though, that he followed that up with a trip to Chicago to do a taping of Oprah and then to New York City for a political fundraiser. And, oh, yeah, tomorrow he's going down to watch the shuttle launch, mainly because Gabby Giffords will be there and he wants to be part of that whole situation. Not exactly a guy who's rolling up his sleeves and getting to work on the big issues when he's out gallivanting and doing things like that.
Yeah, well, first of all, I have to say, I think that language about carnival barkers is unfair because I've been to a lot of carnivals and I've never seen a carny that was $2 billion in debt after a bankruptcy proceeding. So, and I've never seen one with hair that bad either. You know, I hope that the government continues to be frozen up and that the president continues to be distracted by trivial stuff. Because if Donald Trump ever becomes president of this country, I don't want him anywhere near the levers of power. I don't want him doing anything having to do with the state. Yeah, I guess Oprah's a national priority these days. We all know that fundraising for politicians has always been a natural national priority. Listen, if I had it my way, he'd spend all his days on daytime TV talk shows with Oprah and whoever else there is. And the Republicans, too. The less they do, the freer the country is, the better off we'll be. Lock these guys in a room, let them yell at each other. Although, here's what I'll give Trump. He's moved on from the birth certificate, and he's asking about Obama's college transcripts. Now, I have an interest in that. Not because I think that, you know, he registered as a Kenyan or whatever crazy stuff these guys are talking about. I want to see, did he take history? Did he take economics? And if so, what grade did he get? Because you know what? Something's got to explain his performance on the job. Something has to explain the fact that this guy is either willfully ignorant or he is just so preternaturally sure of his own wisdom and goodness that he is pushing the country toward well, let's just put it this way. I'm writing a book about the coming fiscal crisis, and I'm really concerned that I'm not going to get my book out before it hits.
Well, Kevin, the defense to that might be that he spent time at three different colleges, two in the Ivy League. So their versions of the right way the economy works and the right way the American history unfolded might not exactly be the way it really unfolded. So,
well, that's true. I mean, Columbia, I'll give you. But you know what? You don't get into Harvard Law being a fool. I mean, you don't. You mean, maybe you leave it that way, but you don't start off that way. So, you know, he's not a low IQ guy. You know, this sort of ignorance has to be learned.
Oh, and I don't have any doubt that he learned it very well at all those institutions. So
yeah, maybe we'll blame Occidental.
There we go. Kevin, great to be with you. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Always a pleasure.
Kevin Williamson of National Review Online. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America. Join us again tomorrow for the Friday edition of the 3 Martini Lunch.